You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to WXAZ Sapphire Bay's home of the hits.
And now for a quick commercial break.
I've been to every nursery, greenhouse, and back alley flower sale in the city, and I haven't been able to find the rare lilies I've been looking for. Everywhere I go, they only carry your everyday average mums and daisies. I'm on the verge of giving up.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you been running all over town only to find the greenhouses you visit are constantly out of stock or only carrying your everyday average mums and daisies?
Yes, exactly. That's what I was just saying. Like, word for word.
Then you need to come on down to the Little Shop of Spores Greenhouse, where we can make your wildest plant-loving dreams come true.
Yes, come to me, my children. Come find your purpose with us here at Little Shop of Spores Greenhouse. Located at the corner of Yarrow Road in Narpenthes Place of Route 13.
You know, I've been looking for a better option for the wholesale fair trade stems I like to use in my bouquets. As a florist, I serve a unique clientele looking for something special, but without ethical quagmires.
Well, don't worry. Little Shop of Spores is also a pre-licensed wholesaler that specializes in fair trade stems and avoids ethical quagmires.
That's just what I was hoping for. Nothing suspicious about that.
That's right. There's nothing suspicious about us at all. A sentient plant with plans for world domination certainly doesn't run Little Shop of Spores Greenhouse.
I certainly don't. And don't miss out on our annual sale. Pull up a spore and come grow with us. I guarantee no one will eat you.
Come grow with us.
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 Little Shop of Spores Greenhouse cannot guarantee that no one will be eaten. When you arrive at the greenhouse, you will be required to sign a waiver, ingest a spore, and do our bidding.
We now bring you back to your regularly scheduled programming. You planned to keep driving through the night, but the twisting, unlit roads just got darker the longer you drove. The seaside hotel that appeared out of nothingness seemed like a stroke of luck. But you've never been the lucky type, have you? Because this place, see, it has a habit of attracting people just like you. Welcome to the Sapphire Bay Hotel. Episode 1, Flashlight, written by Sarah Century, performed by Sarah Century, Christina Edelman, Christina Wilder, Tanner Rush, and Claire McBride. This episode's cold open, Little Shop of Spores, was written by S.E. Fleenor and performed by S.E. Fleenor, Robin Quinn, Aaron Banta, and Sarah Century. A late night drive along the beach. Two friends listening to the radio, driving to a destination unknown. It's dark, and the rain is just about to begin. The rain, which will start with a drop, and before the night is over, become a storm. Not just any storm, but the beginnings of a hurricane that will rip houses from the shore and leave many dead. It has not yet begun, but the air is heavy with the pending hurricane and a sense of inevitability. These women, Vivian and Shannon, friends since childhood, know that tonight they go someplace from which they may never return. Drive down the road by the sea and find me. Drive, drive, drive.
Ah, Shannon, watch out!
Oh, God. They came out of nowhere.
Yeah, wow. We missed them by, 3 inches.
I wonder if they need help.
I don't know. They're still standing there like nothing even happened. I can't make out the face.
I don't think we should stop. I mean, they're right in the middle of the highway. It feels like, I don't know, maybe a trap or...
Oh, no. For sure don't stop. I mean, no. I was trying to get a look at them and I don't know. I just definitely don't stop.
I can't see them at all now.
Me neither. Well, I guess. God, that was weird.
Will you roll down your window a little more? I'm gonna smoke.
You got it, kid. Me too.
Help yourself.
And we've got a little more information tonight about the incoming hurricane.
Oh, we should hear this.
Meteorologists have dubbed Glynis. This off-season storm has developed rapidly and is likely to hit soon. Janet, can you tell us about the approaching storm?
Nothing good, Mason. Glynis has posed quite a surprise for us here in the weather department. Forming seemingly out of nowhere on Wednesday morning, it's grown to surprising proportions in little time, with evacuations for several counties expected on the horizon.
You know, Janet, my great aunt was named Glynis.
I did not know that, Mason.
Guess we should have left earlier.
Fuck my life.
We'll get there. We're making good time. The shortcut will help.
We get off the highway soon, yeah?
I was hoping we'd make it before dark, but...
It always happened the way we wanted to.
You could say that again.
It's beautiful out here, you know? The beach, and the moon on the water's surface. I take it for granted sometimes.
I know it. I do the same. You never have as much time to get out and enjoy it as you think you will.
Especially when it seems like it's always raining. Did I tell you about when I came here with my mom in the summer of 2019, right before she passed away?
I don't know. I don't remember. What happened?
So, we were both aware of her odds by then. It wasn't looking good, you know? So, I think she knew it would be our last... Oh, God. Our last trip. And when I asked her where she wanted to go, what did she say?
Sapphire Bay.
The shimmering purple waters of Sapphire Bay. You remember that commercial? From when we were kids?
Yeah. You got off work to go?
It was right after I quit my job the first time. Before I went back and then quit again. Remember?
Right. Okay, so...
I had planned a whole itinerary for us, as you do.
As you do, I wouldn't. I would show up at the wrong place on the wrong day. You know what a mess Henry's funeral was.
That wasn't your fault. Besides, you've shown up at the right place, on the right time, plenty of times. Like today, for instance.
I guess, kid. So, your mom?
I had all of these ideas because I was, I don't know, I guess I was trying to fit as much time as I could with her into her trip. Do you remember when, etc.? But Everything turns into a, do you remember when, someday. Whether it's good or bad, doesn't it?
Your mom wanted to do all this you had planned out?
No, she did not. She was going along with it for my sake, which it took me a while to realize because that wasn't her way. The mom I grew up with would have diverted my attention by extolling the virtue of doing nothing, and before I knew it, we'd be reading in our rooms on a Saturday night. I think by then she was just too tired to placate me, so she went along with it.
So you have
one overzealous daughter and a mother who is trying to understand what to even do with her life after her husband divorced her for the sin of getting sick the year before, and having just been diagnosed with 6 months to live that, as we know now, turned out to be 3.
Have you talked to your dad since then?
Nah. I'm never talking to him again. It's been pretty easy, actually, because he never reaches out. Never. Not once.
Viv.
So, we did the things, you know? Museum of Natural History, walk on the pier, lunch at the tap. She started getting visibly winded, so we sat down in the sand and watched the water. We laid in the sun, and for some reason, I had this urge to confess every bratty thing I'd ever done when I was a kid. Every single time I'd been a little shit, writing mean things in my diary about her, or making fun of her with my friends, or I don't know, I just started confessing. And I couldn't stop until I'd run out of things to say. I never thought about what an asshole I had been. It was heartbreaking, just like those moments when you suddenly realize what a piece of shit you are. Not one of us deserved her, you know? Not my dad, my brother, my siblings, her friends. So before I knew it, I was weeping, just openly weeping. None of us had been there for her the way she deserved, and she was going to fucking die with the whole life of us being huge, huge fucking disappointments. And she was so brave about it all. And I was so angry at us for her.
You know she didn't feel that way.
That's worse. That's even worse. Like, God, at least hate us. Fuck.
What did she say?
She didn't say anything. She'd fallen asleep. She was out like a light.
She was over it.
There never was a woman more over it than my mom.
You miss her?
Yeah. Every second of every day. I don't think I even knew what guilt was before that moment, and I haven't stopped feeling guilty since.
You shouldn't feel guilty.
I know. Knowing doesn't change anything, though. Anyway, I always think of her when I do this drive. She did it with me so many times.
You know what's weird?
What?
I've been thinking about Henry a lot lately. I don't know why. I guess I actually miss him sometimes.
God, that is heavy.
It's in these moments. When I remember that, you know, for better or worse, there were things about me that only he knew. And I'll think of it, and I'll want to share it with someone. But only he would have gotten it. Because those little moments between people, sometimes they're all that you have left, and someday even those are gone.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Cassandra, your friendly neighborhood radio DJ, hoping that your Tuesday night is as sweet as can be. But if it's not, don't worry, because I think it's going to get better. I'm going to be kicking out the jams until midnight. Get ready. This is one of my favorite songs right now. It's called Carousel by Mirror Affairs.
Didn't they just play this song?
Did they? I don't know. I don't think I've heard it before.
I'm sure of it.
Maybe the DJ spaced it.
It's okay. I like it.
Me too. You really didn't see that person's face?
The one we almost hit? No. I thought I saw something, but no.
What did you think you saw?
It's hard to describe. Like, someone
scribbled on a piece of paper and held it over their face.
Can you see who's calling me?
Sure. Shit! It says Henry.
What?
Do you know another Henry?
No. Oh, wow. That's weird.
Someone else got his phone, maybe?
No, it's in the trunk, actually. It should be in the trunk.
Oh, wow, really? Do you want to pull over, or...?
No.
Okay, it looks like it went to voicemail.
God, what the hell?
You know how it is with ghosts. Sometimes I think they can hear us.
No, Henry can't hear us. I knew that for sure. Henry can't hear a goddamn thing.
They're calling again. Should I answer it?
I don't know. I guess so.
Hello?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Shannon's voice is slow to obey her. The spray of glass, the car flipping in air, crashing into the pavement and sliding, and she's sure she screamed. She's so sure that she screamed. Shattered glass under her, finding her flesh snagging and tearing. Only when she remembers Vivian is with her, and she can't hear or see her, does her body begin to move under her own power once more.
Viv? Vivian? Vivian?
Shan. Hey. Hey.
Oh, are you okay, Viv? You...
Here,
You're bleeding.
I am? Oh, God. Oh.
I can't see it. I don't see the wound. Where are you hurt?
I don't know.
That's so much blood. Is it your leg?
No. I think this it isn't my blood.
What?
It's not my blood. I'm not... I hit my head, I think, and my shoulder might be dislocated, but look, I am not bleeding, am I? Do you see anything?
No. What the fuck?
Yeah. What? Whose blood is this?
Oh, wow. Okay. At least you're okay.
For a second, I thought... I need to get this off of me. Oh, God. I'm going to freak out. I need to get these clothes off. Do you have, like, a towel? Or...
Oh, of course. Let me see if I can reach your bag.
What did we hit? Did we hit anything? Did we hit something? Did you see anything.
No, I mean, I guess we had to have, didn't we? I don't know how else you would be... Well, you look like Harry White, so we must have...
But you didn't see anything?
I didn't see anything.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Hey, get out of there. You're going to hurt yourself. It's not worth it.
I almost got it.
Come on.
Okay, I got it. This is yours, right?
Yeah, but look, you cut your arm.
It's fine. Here you are, little lady.
My hero. Ugh. God, disgusting.
You got a towel in there?
Do.
So prepared. Would you believe I didn't bring any? Here, let me help you.
God damn it, this is fucking toxic. Get it off.
How are we gonna call... Do you have your,
My phone? It isn't here.
Mine is smashed. Look.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, no. I need to call for help. Otherwise, I
know. This was an awful place to have an accident. We're, I don't know, 20 miles away from anything?
Look.
Your screen is shattered, too. Shit. You can't turn it on?
Nope. No.
This is bad. This is bad.
Yeah. Well, at least we're in one piece. And look.
What's that?
A flashlight. So, at least we've got that.
Good. It's so dark out here in the hills.
And cold. Here. I've got another hoodie in here, too. That's about it, though.
No food?
Well, a bag of candy... And there should be some water in the trunk if we can get to it.
Oh, Henry's phone.
What?
It's in the trunk. You got the bag. Maybe we can...
I'll get it.
You don't have to.
Just let me. It's fine. Hold the flashlight, yeah? If it's there, I'll find it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fuck.
Keep talking, okay?
Yeah, about what?
Look around? Tell me what you see? Should we... Go back to the highway or follow the road ahead?
I don't know. Highway will still be deserted. I don't remember how long we were driving on this road. Probably easier to find shelter ahead, you think?
I know we're gonna need to find something quick.
Yeah. Well, all I can see is trees. And...
And?
No, nothing. Just being paranoid.
Got it. Okay. I got it.
Turn it on.
Already on?
What? How? It's been in there for like 6 months.
You tell me, kid. Okay, let's see.
Hello?
Henry?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Shut it off.
I am.
That was Henry's voice.
No, Henry's dead. Henry's dead.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
It's off. It's off. Fuck. Shit. Okay. Oh, okay. It's broken. You can stop. You can stop.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
That was Henry's voice.
It sounded like him, but...
It was him.
Okay. It's broken. It's done.
Okay.
It's over. Come on. The rain's coming, okay? Let's go see what we can find and go.
Okay.
Whew, we should get moving.
Yeah.
The road is old and made of dirt and gravel. And the beam of the flashlight provides little light so far from the highway. Now that the rain has begun, it may never stop. Shoes and clothes are soaked through before they've been walking for half an hour, and the wind gets harsher by the moment. Worse is the feeling that the woods are moving with them, rustling, trembling, and creeping forward. If the road were to end, if they'd somehow taken a wrong turn, they'd be lost. Each of them tries not to mention the phone calls, not the one that sent them on this journey earlier that day, and not the ones that occurred right before and right after the crash. And what of the crash? Shannon doesn't want to tell Vivian that she saw the same stranger as before, standing impossibly in their path once more, because she fears that Vivian will tell her that she saw them too.
I can't believe I left my umbrella at home.
Oh, that's about to be the least of our problems. All the nights for this to happen.
I know. I thought for sure we'd be long gone by the time the storm came, but...
Well, we're sure to find shelter soon, I hope. I mean, there can't be nothing forever.
I just wish I could tell exactly where we're at. We were close to the turnoff, I thought, but now it's impossible to say. What was that?
Probably nothing. Here, hold my hand. I don't want to lose you.
Okay.
It's Shannon that first realizes that they aren't alone any longer, if they ever were. Perhaps the crunching footsteps grow too loud, or there is a sound too much like breathing for it to be anything else. Or maybe it was just instinct that tells her without a doubt that they are being hunted.
Viv?
We have to be getting close.
I think we're being followed.
What?
Just shine your light behind us. Don't give them time to hide. Do it now.
What? There isn't anything. I don't see anything.
Oh, God.
What?
In the trees. Look.
No sooner does Vivian lay eyes on the person standing so close to the trees that they nearly blend in, then does the ghostly figure snap into motion, running straight for them, their face obscured, their form hidden in an oversized hoodie.
Fuck!
Run!
No! Not into the ravine! Head up the hill! Maybe we'll be able to see where we are!
Vivian!
Keep running! We're almost there!
No! Vivian! Stop! It's a drop-off! You're running toward a cliff!
Oh! Oh, God! I almost fell.
I don't see them anymore. Do you?
No.
Can you tell where we are?
No. It's too dark.
I can't see anything either. Look. It looks like a hotel or something, right?
The lights are off.
Why would it close?
Hurricane season.
But wouldn't at least someone be there? Let's try it. Maybe we can break in anyway.
Okay. Let's go.
Ah!
It's okay. It's only a statue. Look, it's a statue. They're all over, see?
And they are all over. Strange, gothic figures of women, overrun with leaves and brush, peeking out from behind the trees on the shaky, overgrown trail that may have once been a garden. But Shannon and Vivian have no time to stop and wonder.
What is this? Where do they come from? I've never heard of this place, have you?
No. They look really weird.
I thought it was a stranger.
I know. Let's see if we can get into the hotel. Maybe they'll have a phone or something we can use, or... I don't know. Let's see.
Hello?
Hey! Can anyone hear us? Let us in!
Over there. That door looks open.
We made it. I can't believe we... Are you okay?
Not really. Are you?
Fuck, no! Wait. Listen.
Someone's here?
Shh.
Well, it's that time again, isn't it, love?
Who is that?
I don't know. Maybe they can help.
Wait. They might be dangerous.
They don't sound dangerous.
Hello?
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 Hello! Don't you look a fright? What brings you here tonight? There's a hurricane coming, haven't you heard?
There's someone following us. We need to use the phone.
Someone? All right, but I'll tell you right now, the phone is dead. Go ahead and give it a try. The winds knocked down the lines hours ago. What were you doing out in this anyway?
What is this place?
It's a hotel.
Yeah, but what? I mean, why is it empty? Why are you here? What's the name? Where are we?
Where's the phone?
It's over there, I said.
Fuck. We need help. Do you have a gun or something?
Excuse me? A gun? Jesus goddamn Christ. No, dear. Ah, but you're being followed, you say?
Yeah, we're being followed. We were in an accident and someone started chasing us.
Chasing you? Through the woods? Just now?
Yeah, a stranger.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, say, listen here. I've got an idea. Let's go ahead and lock those doors, huh?
Is that the only exit?
Oh, no, of course not. But it's the only one that's unlocked. The staff left hours ago, and they made sure to lock up tight. You might have noticed that the windows are at least boarded. Though, of course, that doesn't mean much when the winds are fast enough to send a car off-road.
And they just left you here?
Not exactly. I've known the owner since I was a girl. I imagine I'll have the time to explain all that later if you're really interested. For now, it's not all that safe to go back out in that until the storm passes. What about you? You've been out in this all night? You look like hell.
Yeah, I fucking feel like hell. There has to be some kind of emergency something, like one of those old phones where you can call.
You might be able to find something in storage, but to what end? It's not like anybody's going to come out this way now.
Well, what were you going to do?
What I'm still going to do. I'm going to drink my liquid body weight from the bar and ride out this goddamn hurricane. But let's get you settled.
Settled? We're in an evacuated hotel during a hurricane.
With a stocked bar. Speaking of which, I'm going to make myself a toddy. Do you care for one? A cure for the common cold, they say. You might need it. Which reminds me, there are plenty of rooms free, of course. You're of the legal age to drink, then?
We're 34. We're both 34.
34 is of legal age, then? I don't know much about the laws. I assure you, the storm will pass much faster if we're all shit-faced wasted. You two look like you could use one.
Hello? Hello? Nothing. Shit. I guess she's actually right about the phone, Viv.
I'll let that comment pass, I suppose. Listen, the phones are out, but I got the radio to work. Here.
Stay indoors, particularly along the northern coast.
Many of our residents know that while we may not be a hot spot for hurricanes, our coastal regions are still at risk for severe winds, torrential downpour, and riptides from hurricane aftermath all throughout the summer and fall seasons. So, Janet, what makes this storm different?
Well, you see, Mason, it's a really incredible situation that I've never seen before. The hurricane appears to be actually forming in the northern part of the state, which is considerably different than our previous instances, in which our southern coasts were experiencing the effects of the far outer area of a storm that started in the central and northern regions of the surrounding states.
So, what does that mean for our residents?
This means that the effects will be significantly worse than previous storms, particularly for communities prepared for the much milder effects of a hurricane's aftermath. It's hard to say exactly where the eye will be now as the weather patterns are still developing. In fact, we've actually seen the center of the storm move in some pretty surprising ways over the last few hours.
You see, they're practically begging you to settle in.
Listen, there's someone outside who followed us here. I don't think we're safe.
Well, the sad thing is I think that leaves us at a standstill, you see. You might be able to get through to someone, but even if you do, all they're liable to tell you is to stay put.
We can't just sit here.
You're right, you can't. You're dripping water all over the floor. Here, let me get you some towels and things. There are employee shirts and brand hoodies and the cabinet, you know. Trust me, the safest place to be during a hurricane is a hotel bar. I haven't got the statistics to back me up on that, so I'm afraid you'll just have to take my word for it.
What if that person follows us inside?
What? You're asking me? I haven't the slightest.
Okay, well, I found a bat under the bar.
A bat? What are you gonna do with a... Oh, you mean a baseball bat.
Well, as long as they don't have a gun or some other surprises.
And we stick together. Like, I'm not going to go wandering. If you're sure no one else is here, I say we stay right here.
Afraid the hotel doesn't always give you that choice.
What?
Ah, that'll be the tea for the toddies. Well, are you joining me?
I mean, I guess so.
Yes.
Great news. Lovely to meet you. Cheers. Hope we survive the experience.
Listen, you look really familiar. What's your name?
Yes, well, I am something of a minor celebrity. You might know me better in my full regalia. I perform under the name of...
Damona!
Holy shit!
You're Damona! The vamp with the huge... personality!
Yep.
Wow, I've never seen you in, like, regular clothes before.
Are you sure this isn't, like, some kind of performance thing?
You mean is causing you to wreck your car and someone chasing you through the woods a performance I'm doing? No.
I guess it sounds kind of...
ridiculous?
Wow, I have your comics. This is like a really freaking weird time to meet you.
Wouldn't you know I feel the same? I was planning on spending the storm alone, but company is never a bad thing, I suppose.
God.
It's just the wind. Well, that's enough talk for today. Your room is down the hall to the left. Good night. And whatever you do, keep your door locked. And don't open it until morning. Otherwise, the hotel can't be held responsible for your safety. The Realm Network presents Tales from the Sapphire Bay Hotel, a part of the Decoded Horror Channel, and an Okie Dokie LLC production via Queer Spec Publishing. Tales from the Sapphire Bay Hotel is produced by Sarah Century. Music and sound engineering are provided by Kate Warner of the band Church Fire, which you can find at churchfire.bandcamp.com. Musical assistance for the series has been provided by Katie Taylor and Sarah Century. Any additional music attribution will be in the show notes. Thanks to S.E. Fleenor as publisher and editorial director at Queer Spec, Monica Estrella Negra as decoded editor, Priya Saxena for copy editing and marketing support, and Maria Violante for web support. Episode art is by Sarah Century. Please visit queerspec.com or decodedpride.com for more details on the episode and the people who bring you this podcast, as well as merch and links to other Queer Spec projects. To show further support for the podcast, follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/queerspec. All Decoded Horror stories belong to their respective writers. This podcast, all voice recordings, transcripts, and any portion thereof may not be reproduced or used in any manner without the express written permission of the publisher, except for the brief use of quotations and reviews.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.